All right, you're going to wonder how I'm going to tie this in, but I'm going to tie it in. I was watching on YouTube a scene on Gilligan's Island. Bear with me, I'm going to tie it in. Where a famous film director got abandoned on the island. And the castaways trying to use this gentleman, and not only to get off the island, but to become actors themselves, did their own version of Hamlet. You remember? See, I hear the giggles. That's how I learned Shakespeare. It's the only way I remembered it. Be not a borrower, nor a lender be. Do not forget. Stay out of debt. Think twice and take this good advice from me. Now, I can't sing it nearly as good as Alan Hale did, but he was passing along the simple advice to his son, who was played by Marianne, if I remember correctly, which is strange. Stay out of debt. How does that tie in? Well, we're born sinners. We're born in debt. We've already got a debt held against us that we couldn't possibly repay back. And I look at the silly show that I, as a kid, I just enjoyed and adored. A father passing off advice. Be careful. Don't do the wrong things. Do those things which will make your life easier on you. Stay out of debt. And I sat back and I wondered, now I got to write a sermon. How does this fit in? And there we go. You got Ezekiel. You are a watchman. Give warning. That watchman's job was so important. Pass along good advice. Tell the people the things of God. Stop sinning. We don't really have watchmen around here anymore, but their job was so important. Look out over the horizon. If anything bad's coming, make sure you tell the people, be prepared. We kind of have watchmen in some ways when you have a big natural disaster like a hurricane. I know on the ham radio that I enjoy, they still have Skywarn. When the skies are starting to look bad, people get on the radios and they go to Skywarn. And I know a lot of you kind of giggle and laugh at me because, I mean, come on, ham radio, who uses that anymore? Hey, guess what they're using right now in the hurricane areas? Yeah, it's the only thing. Cell towers are gone. Cell phones don't work. People have their radios out and they're looking and they're telling people, be prepared. Hunker down if you're going to be in here for the long run because there's some bad stuff coming. Can you imagine, what if the watchman saw something bad coming and they chose not to say anything? I don't want to stir the pot. I just want to let things just happen. I mean, that can't possibly come towards us, those big giant circular clouds with water spouts. I'll just let people go along their daily lives doing as they always do. Or a father who won't take the time to sit down and talk to his son or daughter and say, you know what, it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and, as long as you're happy, just keep doing what you want. Or a bishop of a large denomination saying, I don't really think there's a hell. And you know what? Even if there is, there's probably no one in it. That's being a really poor watchman. And so when we hear these words today, that if you don't warn those around you, their blood is on your hands. That's tough. It kind of cuts right to the heart, doesn't it? We know so much more than Ezekiel knew. As far as Ezekiel heard of the promise of what was coming, we look back and say, it already happened. Jesus came to forgive sinners for those who look to him and call upon his name and seek repentance. He will forgive that debt. And it's the only way that debt can be forgiven. There's nothing else, no matter how good we act, no matter how good of the things we do, how much money we give, how many people run down and help those in the hurricane disaster or aftermath of the disaster. Those are all things we definitely should do, but it doesn't really help our debt. The psalmist writes, "Wickedness is destruction. When I was silent, my bones wasted away. My strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer." You know those feelings. You've been out there digging in the dirt. I know we have machinery for a lot of this stuff, but I guarantee you when we go down and hear what Cliff's been up to over in Indonesia there, it gets hot. And it saps you. And you're like, if I could just have a little bit of water. The psalmist continues, "Repentance is divine. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against him." I don't want to be parched. I want to be blessed. And it's through repentance and knowing that it's only through Christ that those debts are forgiven. You know, it's ingrained in us to say the Lord's Prayer a certain way, right? Our Father who art in heaven. And as soon as someone says, you know what? There's a modern version of that out there. It's like, I don't want that. But the change is, forgive us our debts. Forgive those who have debted against us. Sometimes those words mean more to us than forgive us our trespasses. What, did I step on someone's property? No. It's not what it meant. It's not what it means. It's our debts. We have sins held against us. And how do we get them removed? By saying through Jesus Christ, "Dear God, please, because of what he's done, because of his death, wash me as clean as possible." Father cares for his child. He wants the word to get out that there is a way in which this can all be resolved. The gospel lesson's tough. It's not meant to be taken literally, I do not believe. But it shows to what extent we have to go to remove ourselves from being in the presence of sin. Hey, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. You know what? It's better to live one-handed than to be thrown into eternal hell. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. Now, again, from a literal sense, I don't want any of you running home and cutting off hands or gouging out eyes. But stay away from sin. Flee those things that cause you to sin. And more importantly, pass along to those around you, that's not a good place to be. You can't force people to heed your advice. All you can do is pass along good advice. Think twice and take this good advice from me. Stay out of debt. Don't let your debts pile up. Jesus goes on to say, not only in daily life, cut off those things that cause you to sin, but you know what? When it comes to the church, if you got a fault with someone, point it out nicely. We live in this strange age where people are allowed to make comments to one another anonymously. Boy, that makes you pretty strong and proud. There's a lot of things you can say if nobody knows you're the one saying it. Lovingly, what you're doing is wrong. And you know what? If they say, "I don't care, I'm going to keep doing it," maybe another person who is full of godly love, Maybe the two of you can have a conversation and say, "This is wrong. You should stop that." I'll tell you, I know when people on the internet make comments, I don't care if it's about politics, religion, or what you're doing for the day. When you get to make comments and someone's not right in front of you, if you make really strong comments that are extremely negative, all you've done is build a wall. You have to say it as a father speaks to their child or a mother speaks to their child. In this case, that's actually probably a better example. Someone to take the time to sit down, to build that relationship and say, "You've got to stop." If that doesn't work, then a bigger group is necessary. These are in our bylaws and our constitution. This is the proper method for trying to bring a brother or sister back into the church that has fallen away. Now, by fallen away, I don't mean that they just stopped coming. No, you can come every week and have fallen away. You need to change your heart. It's only done through love. It's certainly not done through hate. We're called to be watchmen, to look over the kingdom, and to warn others when something bad is coming. You're a watchman. Now, a lot of people will read that passage in Ezekiel and say, yes, it's only the pastors that are the watchmen. They're the only ones that have the mouth to get up there and say, you shouldn't do that. But I disagree, especially being Lutheran, because we are a part of the priesthood of all believers. We are all watchmen. And it is important, just as important for us, to pass that word along when we see danger and to tell people of that impeding danger that is coming, to warn them that something has to change. I came across this gospel reading in Mark, and I thought it was kind of appropriate. Jesus is talking about the last days. But of that day and that hour knows no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So take heed, watch, and pray. For you know not when the time is coming. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to take watch. So watch, all you. For you know not when the master of the house comes, whether at midnight or at the cock crowing or the morning, lest coming suddenly he finds you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Watch and warn. Don't just see it and then sit back and not say anything, but do so in love. Paul wrote, it is love. Truly, that is the fulfillment of the law. So that's our task. Look out over the horizon, see what's coming. And when you see something, through love, give warning and keep watch. Amen.